Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and start to relax. Take another deep breath, and just let all of your anxiety just go out with your out breath. Just let it disappear from your body. And take one more deep breath. Feel yourself starting to relax down as you breathe out and let your breathing return to normal. Keep your eyes closed and in your mind's eye, see yourself standing in a meadow. It is a summer's day and the sun is shining. There are birds singing in the distance. Take off your shoes and feel the grass under your feet. Notice small flowers growing amongst the grass. See daisies and buttercups and other flowers. To your right, you will see a forest. Start to walk towards the forest. And then slowly enter between some trees. You will notice that it's cooler here as the trees shield you from the sun. There is a smell of damp leaves in the air. Continue walking through the forest. Let your hand brush against a tree and feel the roughness of its bark. You may catch a glimpse of a rabbit or another small animal as it hides from you. Hear the rustle of leaves as your feet crumble and crush them as you walk. Keep walking until you see the sun permeating the trees. This means that you are approaching the other edge of this small forest. Just keep walking. You will come across a clearing as you start to leave the forest and feel the sun warm again. To your right, you will see some mountains in the distance. And to your left, you will see a white, round-shaped tower. Start walking towards the tower. Notice the windows are very small. It's a very old tower. As you approach it, you can see that the stonework is crumbling slightly, but the tower is still in very good condition. There is an open door in front of you. Step inside. It is a lot cooler in here. You will see the start of a very old staircase leading upwards. Notice how the stone steps have been worn away in the middle. So many people have trodden the staircase before you. Start to walk up the stairs. The passageway is very well lit, and as you climb the stairs, you are able to look through some of the small windows and you can see the clearing and the forest in the distance. Keep climbing the stairs as they ascend round and round and round the tower. Finally, you will see an old oak door towards the top of the staircase. Slowly open the door. This leads you into a room with a log fire burning to your right in a huge fireplace and a large bookcase full of books to your left. Look again at the fireplace and you will see two comfortable looking armchairs. As you look around the room, you will see another door on the opposite side of the room and a table that has some strange objects on it. And very old pictures are hanging on the walls. Go to the armchair on the right hand side and sit in it. Feel how comfortable it is as your body sinks into the cushions. Stare into the fire and feel how the glow makes you feel. Do you feel drowsy now? You get even more comfortable than when you first sat down. As you relax, you become more aware of the other door opening and somebody entering the room. But you can't stop staring into the fire. However, out of the corner of your eye, you can see movement as this person sits in the armchair next to you. As you slowly take your gaze from the fire, you look at the clothes that this person is wearing, the footwear, and the design of the clothes. As your gaze rises, you see that they are smiling at you in the most welcoming way. This person has known you for all of your life and has been waiting for you to make contact with them. Now you can use this short time to ask this person any questions that you want. Don't worry if at first you don't get answers, don't be despondent. This is the first time you have both met like this, and like with any new friendships, the initial conversation can be difficult. You can ask questions such as, "Are you my spirit guide? What is the easiest way for me to contact you? Do you have a message for me at this time? How can I improve my connection with you? Do I need to visit this tower to connect with you, or is there a simpler way to do it?" I will leave you for a few minutes to let you talk with your guide, and then I will come back when the time is ready for your guide to leave you. You can start your conversation now. Your first meeting, your time is limited, and now your guide must leave you. But you connect with them anytime that you want to in the future. Your guide is now getting up and exiting through the door nearest to them. Now you must stand and make your way through the door that you first came in. Go through the door and start making your way down the stairs. Pick up a little speed as you head down the stairs and finally down to the door and out into the clearing outside. Walk very quickly towards the forest and enter it. Still walking briskly, you walk through the forest more easily as you can recognize the path that you made earlier. But as you are walking, you notice an old wooden door appear in front of you. Although this is a strange thing to happen, you open the door and you see that it leads back to the room where your body is now sitting. Make your way to your body and slowly integrate with it. Feel the heaviness of your body against the chair that you are sat in. Feel your feet on the floor. Start to wiggle your fingers and your toes, and slowly and in your own time, come back to the room and open your eyes. This is the first connection you have had with your spirit guide. Don't worry if it was hazy, or if you didn't see their face properly, or maybe you didn't even get answers. It's quite normal. The next time that you make this journey, you will be more prepared, and it will be a lot easier for you to communicate with your guide. Slowly allow yourself to come back to reality and face the day ahead, feeling good and feeling happy, and knowing that you can meet your guide anytime that you want.